Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bird Show.
Hey, Trace.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Poor little Trace was out yesterday with her migraine.
Yeah, you know what? I used to get them all the time before I had a baby, but now afterwards, I don't know. My hormones, I guess, are in high gear, so I get them more consistently, but I'm better today.
Neat.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Body chemistry changes.
So where you have to, like, completely shut down and close the windows and black everything out?
Exactly.
I used to work with a dude in Dallas. I think I told you about this guy. He used to have to do the show with all the lights off, and then when we were done talking, he'd go into a dark room by himself and just sit there until it was time to come back on the air and start talking again.
Poor thing.
A little like one of the regular guys.
Yeah, I had a college roommate that if I walked into the dorm room and saw everything off, I knew to be very quiet when I was in there.
Really bad.
Yeah. Did you have it on Mother's Day?
It started to come on Saturday, and then on Mother's Day I was kind of fighting it on and off, and then it wasn't till Sunday night that it actually kicked in.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I brought you down here, is to ask you how your Mother's Day was.
It was good. It was kind of a Mother's Day weekend because, you know, we split things between Saturday and Sunday. We had a birthday party to go to for Scott's niece on Sunday.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
You can't be born on Mother's Day.
Unless she wasn't born on
Mother's Day. Unless you're a mom.
She wasn't born on Mother's Day.
She wasn't born on Mother's Day, but that's just the day that worked for everybody for the birthday party.
That worked for you as a mother?
Well, I can't complain because I just realized that we planned Ella's birthday party for Father's Day.
Okay.
Sweet revenge.
So, yeah, it worked perfectly. But it was really good. Saturday, since we had to get up early for the party on Sunday, Scott got up early on Saturday and took Ella to the grocery store, made me breakfast, brought me flowers and all that stuff and some gifts.
Cute.
So that was fun. And then I got to do whatever I wanted on Saturday, which was basically nothing because I never get to do nothing.
It's like being at work.
Yeah.
Right.
For who?
For
Tracy?
All of us, isn't it?
It's Mother's Day every day for Jeff, isn't it?
Jeff is the mother of the Bird Show.
So we just went to the farmer's market on Saturday, and I just hung out. And then on Sunday, we did the birthday party and then visited my mom.
Cool.
Very
so
cool.
It was really nice.
It is really convenient when your kids are this age and you can move around that birthday. It really is. It's very, very nice. It's
put
convenient.
Put it whenever you want it.
Hollis's is going to be celebrated a week after his birthday. You won't know it, man. He's 3 years old. He has no idea.
And Hayden's, you move around by like 6 months or something.
Oh, we haven't celebrated his in 4 years.
It's like leap year.
We'll tell him when he's like 12 years old. We'll just celebrate all of them at one time. All right, these were the mothers that didn't have such a great Mother's Day right here. We set up this vent line yesterday at the last minute because we realized early in the morning that moms were upset. And the email I got yesterday from moms that were so upset at husbands that didn't honor their wives that are also moms with the excuse, "You're not my mother. Why would I give you anything?"
That is the laziest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Selfish and rude and lazy.
Mothers were so upset.
Yes. I bet.
Well, and it's like we said yesterday, this is what you're going to make a stand on. You know, this is where you choose your battles, guys. And if you honestly are digging in on the fact that she's not your physical mom, then that's just, I mean, you're not having sex all the rest of the month. Knew that, right?
Because it just reeks that you don't appreciate your wife as a mother. You don't know what she's doing.
Right.
You just don't appreciate it. So, I got a bunch of emails about that yesterday, but here are some of the Atlanta moms really upset by Sunday and Mother's Day weekend.
I'm not frustrated with a partner, but actually I am. It was Mother's Day. He never does a thing. He controls everything, money and all, and three kids and still hadn't done anything. So I'm on strike, and I've already been on strike for a week now because he's sorry. So, anyway, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I hope there's not others that have sorry mates.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Sorry mates, she says. That's
like a product. There's something you put in your coffee.
Like, was she going on mommy strike or was she just going on, I'm not giving them any good stuff strike?
Probably both.
That's what it sounded like.
It sounded like she did say strikes. There's something around the house she's not doing.
That's like, that's major. You know, like, when there are two countries that aren't getting along real well, first there's like the embargo, you know, the sexual embargo is very, very, that's a strong message to send right there. Very powerful.
And I was just thinking also with Mother's Day, it's almost like with women, we're very, you know, social, like communal. So we're talking about everything that goes on. So it's kind of like why weddings are so important and women feel wedding pressure. Well, Mother's Day is the same thing. As a mother, not only do you not want to feel appreciated in your home, you don't want to have to tell your friends that nobody did anything for you for Mother's Day, you know?
Because the other mommy friends are going to look at you weird.
Yeah.
End of message. Yes, I've been married for 13 years. I have three children, a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 5-year-old. My husband has never gotten me anything for Mother's Day.
No.
Hell, he's... Ooh. End of message.
Well, was he walking in or something?
Yes. I'm glad that you guys have this because I'm here.
What happened on that last one?
It sounded like somebody
was walking in the door.
She was venting.
And
the husband probably walked in the door right there.
But then why back down? You're so mad. It's like, oh, never mind. Flick.
If Stacey was doing that, she would have spoke up.
Yes.
She would have started yelling into the phone. Oh, and here he is now. The guy that didn't give me anything for Mother's Day, Bert Show.
Here, Bert.
Bye.
It's for you.
As hell. I am one of five children. Only two acknowledged my mother with gifts and came and saw her, myself included. Two of the other siblings did call and acknowledge my mother on Mother's Day, but one was a selfish see you next Tuesday. I'm just so frustrated.
She's talking about one of her own
sister.
Her own siblings. Yeah.
Hey.
You know, my mother's not in very good health, and the least the little selfish could have done was to acknowledge my mother. She has done everything for her, but she's up her mother-in-law's butt because she's wanting in her will because she's extremely wealthy. I'm glad that you guys have this line because I'm beyond livid with her. And if I say all this stuff to her, it's going to start a all-out family war, but she is a selfish, self-centered, hateful bitty, and I hope that her two sons do this to her. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. That's been boiling.
Bitty.
I love the end of it. And thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's been bubbling for a while
now.
Yes.
Holy
God. Yes, my Mother's Day started on Saturday with my husband picking out a Mother's Day card with my son while I was at the card store with them. And then Sunday, I got a card, and that was it. And we argued, and we... end of message.
And that's how it ended. Weird.
She, too, just ended. Like somebody walked in the room.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. My Mother's Day was great because I had to teach my 2-year-old to say Happy Mother's Day to me because I don't have other kids and I don't have a husband who can forget to do things for me. So I would kill for that. So you guys who think you have it so bad, you might not after all.
Okay.
End of message.
This is turning
calling
into
up to school the rest of y'all.
Yeah. Terrific bit.
Damn.
I just wanted to say that as women get older and have kids of our own, it would be really nice if our mothers would remember we're mothers too. I spent my entire day doing everything my mother wanted, and then I had to go home and cut the grass. So much for my own Mother's Day. Thanks.
And
what was her mom going to cut the grass?
What's that?
Was her mom going to cut the grass for her?
I
didn't understand that.
I don't know.
She was like mad at her mom for doing stuff for her mom for Mother's Day and said, I had to go home and cut the grass. What did she want her mother to do?
That sounded
to go
like she was venting
grass?
All the way around, like the husband was supposed to cut the grass and didn't.
Yeah,
she was complaining about
that. She was doing everything
that
all day long. Nobody did anything for her. Birth control.
That's interesting, though, take on it, though. I've never heard a mom complain about her mom not
right.
celebrating their daughter
right.
as a mother, also.
My Mother's Day was for her mom. I have three children living at home, all over the age of 20. Didn't get anything.
Oh, no.
Not even a high.
End of message.
Oh, my God. For Mother's Day, my very, very first Mother's Day, I get a $20 bill that says Happy Mother's Day on it. I am so freaking mad that I got a $20 bill. Not a card, not nothing. My
$20
very first
bill.
Mother's Day. This is crap.
She got a $20 bill.
So he just
said
Happy Mother's Day
on
a bill and handed
bill.
It to her?
It's a good trick. That saves you the, you know, $3 for the little bill holder.
That's jacked up.
I can't think of anything less romantic than that.
And she has to go spend that. She has to hand that to someone.
The only thing less romantic is if it was thrown at her. You know, like, here you go.
It's just laying there.
That's like something your grandparents do to you when you're like 4 years old and they give you a dollar bill.
But at least it's in a card.
Jacked up. Jacked up.
Get it? The Bird Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.